could just get you to introduce yourself to the tape with your name and your title.
It's Superintendent Jerry Westerman from Surrey Police.
Fantastic. Okay, then, so we're talking about burglary. How big an issue is it for Surrey?
Burglary is always a big issue because it's a horrible crime to be a victim of. There's something about burglary, it's not just what gets stolen, but it's the fact that someone's been in your house. So, you know, for that reason, it affects people sort of emotionally and psychologically, as well as actually sort of, you know, the things that are stolen. So for those sort of reasons, it's always a priority for the police to sort of to deal with. Thankfully, actually, burglaries are going down at the moment in comparison with last year. So there's about 400 less victims of burglary this year in comparison with last year. And we're convicting and locking more burglars up. But unfortunately, we know this time of year, burglaries tend to go up. It coincides with the clocks changing, the darker sort of winter evenings. And we think it's because burglars see houses are unoccupied. There's no lights on, you know, at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's dark. They can see there's nobody in, and it's comparatively easy to break in safely. So traditionally this time of year, we see a peak in the number of burglaries. Hence, we've got a campaign starting on Monday to try and do something about it, to raise people's awareness and to sort of tackle burglary specifically.
Would you say that burglary is going down because of something the force is doing?
I think it's a combination of factors. We're very focused on identifying individuals that commit burglary and targeting them through various tactics and means, but also we're looking for the, you know, to raise the awareness of residents, you know, householders, communities, etc., to make them more resistant to burglary. And that's the kind of messages we're trying to get across in this campaign, is we'll do our bit as the police, trying to lock the burglars up to catch them, but householders can do their bit. And the phrase we're coming is light it, lock it, list it. So light it is, you know, have your security lights on, you know, have timers on your light switches so it looks like your house is occupied. Lock it is not just lock your doors, but lock your side gates, lock your sheds so they can't get in and steal implements to use to break in. That's the kind of thing they do. And the list is, we're promoting Immobilise. So it's immobilise.com, and that's a company that we work with which registers people with property. So if it is stolen, we can identify it and recover it. And you can put stickers up on your windows to say you registered here, and that puts the burglars off because they know if they get caught with that property, we'll be able to identify it, and you know they'll be convicted of that sort of offence. So lock it, light it, list it is the sort of the phrase we're coming up with.
Tell me a little bit about this campaign then. So you're working with other forces, aren't you?
It's a regional campaign. We know burglars are not, they don't respect, you know, county boundaries or anything like that. They drive around and they move around and commit burglaries, you know. So we're working as part of the Southeast region, working together. So we've got this big campaign across the whole region for 3 weeks starting on Monday. Just that peak period, focus on that, raise awareness. So lots of posters, as much sort of media as we can get, and we've got some interesting sort of images which people sort of see around, and the catchphrase going with that is burglars mess with your head, not just with your house. So, you know, it's like getting across that psychological and emotional impact of burglary. So trying to raise awareness across the whole of the Southeast region, and that will be accompanied by some policing operational activity to target sort of, you know, burglary and burglars, increased patrols targeting individuals we suspect are committing burglaries, etc. So a big three-way hit on burglary generally.
What does that joint-up approach kind of give you the ability to do that you can't usually do, maybe?
Well, I mean, some of this, to be fair, is stuff we do all the time anyway, just a particular focus in this sort of, you know, period. So what we'll be doing joined up with the other sort of areas is sharing information about burglars, particularly those that cross borders from one to another. So if one force, one police area has got information about a burglar that's committing crime and travelling, we'll work together to target those, and if necessary, come up with sort of joint operations, share intelligence, as well as the whole sort of the media sort of communications campaign, which is a joint thing, because, you know, people move around, they might live in an area, they may commute, etc. So we're maximising our chance of getting those messages out there to lock it, to light it, to list it, etc. Those are the messages we're trying to get out.
Okay, so just so people are clear, what are you telling them to do to prevent them becoming victims?
People can do a lot to sort of help themselves, and the harder we make it for the burglar to get in, then the more likely they are to feel they're going to get caught, then the less likely they're going to commit that crime. We can actually sort of reduce burglary. We are reducing burglary. There are less burglars out there, less burglary crimes being committed. So light it. Put timers on your lights so lights come on when you're out, particularly if you're out all day at work. Lock it. Lock your side gate. Lock your shed so they can't get in and get a spade to break into your patio door, and then list it. So this is, go onto the immobilise.com website. We endorse that. get all your property listed on there so that if it is stolen, we can identify it. A lot of property we recover off criminals and we never know where it comes from. So we can't actually return it to the owners, or we can't actually convict people of burglary because we can't identify it. So get it registered. You can put stickers up on your windows to say your property is registered, and that will put burglars off. So that's the thing. Light it, lock it, list it is what we're encouraging people to do.
You must have dealt with many victims of burglary in Surrey. What's that like for the victim, you know, the after effect?
As I said, I think burglary is a particularly horrible crime to be a victim of. It's not just your property that is stolen, but the fact that someone's been into your home. It affects different people in different ways. Some people just, you know, move on. Some people, it will be quite traumatising in many ways. And you can have, psychological sort of symptoms almost sort of come out as a result of being a sort of victim of burglary. We know it's a horrible thing to be a victim of, which is why it's a priority for us. We are out there. We are locking more burglars up than we have done in the past, and we're trying to encourage people to do their bit to make themselves less likely to be a victim of crime. It is a priority for us, which is why we got this campaign starting on Monday.
Is it because the clocks change and it's darker? Is that the reason why this is such a peak time for it?
Absolutely. We see, year on year, we see the peak. When we track the figures, we see a peak starting October and November, and almost exactly coincides with the change of the clocks. It's a natural sort of thing. Is burglars are by their nature sort of cowards. They don't want to get caught. They will do everything they can to avoid confronting with a homeowner generally, so they want unoccupied houses. They don't generally go into a house they think is occupied. So they will walk down a street and they'll see houses that have no lights on at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They will know that person is out of work, that's unoccupied, and they can break in freely and commit the crime and get out. So that's why we tend to sort of see this peak. Is it's dark before people have come home from work in the evening. It's that sort of period, so we get a bit of a rush of those types of burglaries. So that the peak time is during the day when people are at work. So those that are at work and leave the houses unoccupied are a particular sort of target audience for us to think about. There are other victims of burglary, but those are the key ones we want to get some message across to.
Finally, really, what would your message be to a burglar that you're there, that you will catch them?
Well, we are working with our communities, with the homeowners, to make life harder for them. Properties that they steal will be registered. When we catch them, we'll be able to identify that and we'll convict them of offences. We are getting messages across the community to do that and to report suspicious incidents and suspicious people to us. We want them to do that. But equally, we're out there carrying out overt and covert policing activity. We'll carry out surveillance on burglars. We'll do whatever is necessary. We generally know who they are, and we are targeting them, and we will catch them.
And finally, your message for people living in Surrey, one of reassurance?
Burglary is still a comparatively rare crime. It doesn't happen very often, and it is reducing the amount of it is that it does happen. So we don't want people to be afraid. Burglars are generally cowards, and if they think you're there, they won't break in. So people can do a lot to help themselves, to protect themselves from being a victim of burglary. Thankfully, Surrey is a very safe place, generally, but we can do more if we work together to actually sort of tackle these types of crimes.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. That's all my questions. Yep.